Coming up on 43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time, I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. The other day, scrolling through Twitter, a picture caught our attention. Someone in the office commented, "Could this be any more Texan?" We were talking about a picture of two cannons from the Alamo laid out in the bed of a pickup truck parked outside of a Buc-ee's. So why were these cannons on a road trip? Well, it's part of a restoration project between the Alamo and Texas A&M University's Conservation Laboratory. For more on the project, we're joined by Research Associate Jim Jobling. Jim, thanks so much for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you very much for having me, ma'am.
So a lot of folks have heard of restoring art or even building facades. What's the process like for restoring a cannon?
Well, for us, it's a very simple job. For others, it may be a little more complex. Iron in its happiest state is rust. So if you take a brand new hammer from a hardware store and you leave it out overnight, you get a little bit of dew on it and it starts to rust the following day. Well, over 150 years, 175 years, the cannons have corroded and they've gained a tremendous amount of rust and oxide scale on them. And maintenance people and owners of the cannon have tried to keep them in good condition and they coat them with paint. Now, paint has got a lifespan, and after a while, UV rays break them down, and it cracks, so they give it another coat of paint. So you get multitude of layers of paint all over the cannon and all the corrosion underneath. So what we're doing is stripping all the paint off, reducing the iron to a nice clean surface, sealing it off with a corrosion inhibitor, and then we repaint them. So they're nice and clean looking, and they should look good for another 15, 20 years.
Wonderful. So if I understand right, these are the original cannons used in the 1836 Battle of the Alamo, but they're much older than 1836.
Yes and no.
Okay.
This is a very interesting question you've raised here. In the Alamo collection, there are 9 cannon, 7 of which were at the battle in 1836. Two others have come into the collection since then. Now, 2 of the guns that we've cleaned, one of them is an old Spanish cannon that was at the Battle of the Alamo, and it was decommissioned by the Mexican army. They basically broke the trunnions and the cascabel off, and they filled the barrel with dirt and debris and then wedged stones in the bore. And then the second one is called the 1842 Rio Grande cannon, and it comes from the Rio Grande Valley and a place called Zapata, which is now underneath the Falcon Lake. And it was brought to Texas sometime in the late 1830s. So it wasn't at the Battle of the Alamo, but it was donated sometime early 1900s to the Alamo.
Interesting. So you're dating these cannons and kind of finding out their history as you're going through this restoration process. What else have you been able to find? Some cannonballs, I understand?
Well, the one cannon's very interesting. The old Spanish gun, I looked at it, and I was under the impression it's an English-made cannon. I confirmed with some English researchers. And it is a Beauregard pattern commercial, made for the commercial market as opposed to the military market. In other words, it's a lighter weight cannon than the military would have used. And this is the one that was had stones in the barrel. So we broke the stones out of the muzzle, cleaned all the dirt out. And when we got all the way back down to the bottom of the barrel, we found a small cannonball in there.
Wow.
And it's kind of neat because you're looking at history, and when was the cannonball put there?
Yeah.
We don't know. It could have been put there at the Battle of the Alamo, but we don't know. All right? But we've cleaned the artifact, and we now have a little extra piece of history. The second cannon that comes from the Rio Grande, it had a cannonball, oversized cannonball, wedged in the muzzle, which it couldn't have fired because it's too big, and they actually ground down part of it, and they wedged the cannonball in. And when we got it out, there was a second smaller one rolling back and forth inside the barrel. So why that one was there, we don't know. Now, that cannon was actually made in Wales in a foundry called the Bersham Foundry by a man by the name of John Wilkinson. And that cannon would have been made sometime between 1770 and 1790.
Wow.
So you're talking about the Alamo being 1836. It would have been, you know, at least 46, 50 years old. The other cannon was probably nearer 100 years old.
So these cannons are going back to the Alamo. You said this is a process, kind of taking a couple cannons at a time, restoring them and bringing them back. What can folks look for next time they visit when they're looking at the cannons?
Basically, we didn't want to take all the cannon because then when people go to the Alamo, where are the guns? They're missing. So we take a couple at a time, we clean them, restore them, we send them back. Two have gone back. And there's going to be an opening in the middle of February, and they're going to have the two cannon on display. Now, they brought us a second two, and we're hoping that in 4 to 6 weeks we'll have those ones finished. Those will be returned, and then we'll be shipped another two cannon, and we'll simply cycle through the collection of the nine in the collection and clean them and return them to the Alamo.
Jim Jobling is a research associate at Texas A&M University's Conservation Laboratory. He's part of a team working with the Alamo to restore the mission's cannons. Jim, thank you again.
My pleasure, ma'am. Thank you for having me.